And if Allah was the correct name, he'd be invisible. Now you tell me I won't hear. Now, did you see an app?
No.
Say, night time, don't tell me nothing about it. You see, can you see inside of yourself? He said, I don't want no inside. Get the point? You see? All right, that which may be known is manifested in. Look, folks, look up here.
Right.
Man is made in the likeness and image of Yahweh. Not he's made in the likeness and image of Yahweh. Right. You understand? And if the true name was Allah, then he would be made in the likeness and image of Allah. Right. And you'd have to look at the man to see, you understand? See what I mean? You have to look at it. Well, now, who said that? Moses said,
right?
Well, what right did Moses have to say? Moses looking at him in a vision.
That's right.
Right. Now, you might say, well, when and where and how do you know? See, all those are pertinent questions on that vision.
Right.
See? Mm-hmm. See? All right, read on.
For the
invisible things of him,
from the
creation of the world,
are clearly seen.
Now they're seen clearly. Now that's what Dr. Clyde was telling you. If you investigate, you see clearly.
Right.
You understand? Yeah. But you have to have your eyeglasses on.
Right.
You want your eyeglasses on? I'm talking about you have to have the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Okay. All right, read on.
Being understood.
Now listen, it's being understood.
By the things that are.
Get up, Leonard. See, if you want to know anything at all about how Yahweh, Allah, God, or Jesus, if you want to know anything about. Now, that's if you want to know.
All right.
Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. Then he's made in the likeness and image of that man here.
Yeah.
He's made in the likeness and image. Now, Moses saw him in a vision up here when the clouds come to the mountain. This is not a physical man.
Right.
This is a spiritual or an incorporeal man.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses is looking at it in a vision. And then he looks at the man that Yahweh had made. And you see, and he made him just like that man up there.
Right.
You see?
That's right.
Now, if you want to know anything about, look at this man.
Okay.
See? Do you get it? He's made in his life.
Yes.
And in his image. That's why I made him like that. Right. So you can look at him and tell. Right. You see? Now that ought not to be offensive to nobody.
Right.
Not even the devil himself. Right?
Right.
You see? Now look. This is a spiritual or incorporeal. This is a physical you've got,
right?
You understand? Are you listening? Now you bear the image of this physical. Now where are you going to? Right back into this. Now tell you what. Well, where did this get? You got this, got that out of your spirit that you can't see.
Okay.
All right.
In other words, he lost. You see? You got what you couldn't see. How was that which you couldn't see? And fix it up so you can look at it. What's that all about?
Read. 21st. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly.
Now wait a minute, folks. Now you're talking about your science. Talking about the earth and the moon. 450 billion years old. You understand? All that kind of stuff. See, theologians come along and say, no, it ain't over 6,000 years old. You see? Some take my minute. See? There were 4 billion when I come out here in 1958. And I've been out here since 1958. You know what year this is, don't you? But it picked up another half trillion since I've been here.
all the kids in school. You went and bought the issue of the Ugly Magazine.
Right.
You see? Now, look. Science makes no attempt to tell you what the age is.
That's right.
What the Earth really is. They do not know. They don't know any further back than 800 years before.
Right.
You understand? And all this speculation that they have there, and they're not saying this as correct. They're just telling you that from what they can understand. Now, here's why that. Now, look up here and listen. Because the creation did not take place in the realm of time. It took place in the realm of eternity. That's out of time. It's before time began. You see what I mean?
Right.
Now, if you were going to calculate in time, you see, that's what the sun and moon was put out there for, is to keep the time keepers. Just like you put a hand on your thumb, you see it running around, you can tell that. Well, that's what the sun and moon was put out there for. Of course, for the seasons, to bring about the years. Is that right? Now, look at Genesis 8 and 22, and see that. Would the man finish, really?
While the earth remains.
See, while the earth remains. You see, as long as the earth remains. See, because they are sleeping again. They shall not see. Now, look. Since they were created in the realm of eternity, everything.
Right.
Here's why we're having our problems. Where all my stupidity and ignorance come from is because we won't look at the natural
thing
and understand the spirit.
That's right.
And every time you look at the natural thing, you understand the spirit. Now, a quick, a real quick, a watch. This is quick. Then they're going to put the whole thing together right quick.
All right.
You see? Now this is really a run now. You see, now down in Egypt, that's Mars,
right?
To the Red Sea, that's divided. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Go through the Red Sea and go into the wilderness of Sinai. Yeah, that's true, isn't that right?
Right.
You see, then you cross over the Red Sea and River Jordan and go into South Sinai. Is that right?
That's right.
That's three.
One, two, three.
Right. Come on, then. Mm-hmm. There you are. See, your head cavity.
Mm-hmm.
That's one.
Right.
You understand? Your chest cavity, that's two. And it's divided by the neck.
Right.
And you get on down into the abdominal cavity. It's right there on the diaphragm. Is that right?
Right.
On the diaphragm. And that's three. Well, now here you got your arm. Got your arm. Now, someone would take him by the leg, you see, and then he would be carrying him around like this.
Right.
Now, if you take this out to the covenant, next day this run through it.
Right.
You understand? You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
And then it'd be just like them staves that run through there, and that's the way they carry the ark and
right.
That's the way they carry the golden candlestick, and that's the way they carry the rest of the sanctuary, like that. Do you understand? And that's what them staves run through there, or poles run through there. I'm trying to say it so anybody knew. You understand? Now look, you have the chest cavity, the chin cavity, and the abdominal cavity. That's one. Yahweh. This is the Lord. And down here is Joshua.
Okay.
You see?
That's right.
That's that cat man on up. Now we're going to turn it around. See, look this way. Now you got the tabernacle, which is a pattern. And he's made according to this pattern.
That's right.
So that his head cavity, that's got to be the most holy building. His chest cavity, that's got to be the holy building.
Right.
His abdominal cavity, that's got to be the outer court.
That's right.
You know what I'm talking about? Right. I don't believe that. All right, then we're going to the ultra microscopic particles of man. Then here we go. We're going to the atom. H-O-M, like carbonaceous atoms, salt atoms, magnesium.
Okay.
All of them, like, and then this is what you got. You got a proton, a neutron, and an electron. So you haven't got nowhere yet. You haven't got nowhere. See, you haven't left this migration. One, two, three. Mm-hmm. You see? You understand? We're going to the cell. That's what he said. We're going to the cell. And what do you got there? The nucleus, the nucleolus, and the cell. Is that right? That's one, two, three. Is that right? Yeah. Go into the temple. Go into the temple. You got the outer court, the holy place, and the most holy place. Uh-huh. Is that right? You see what I'm talking about? Go into the north. You got the lower deck, the middle deck, the upper deck.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. You see what I'm talking about? Go into anything. You see? And that's all you got. Now, look, lad. Yahweh, while you're arguing around about the means and this and that and other. You understand? And who's right and who's wrong? You understand? You haven't got nothing to go by. Science don't, they don't understand the thing and say so. Is that right?
Right.
Now look here, we say there's 12 tribes of Israel here. Right. Is that right? And then there's 12 tribes in the natural, and we come on over in the spiritual. Is that right?
Right.
Or we take it this way. There's 12 tribes of the Hebrews.
Right.
Is that right?
Right?
And there's 12 tribes of the Ishmaelites.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right?
12 sons of Israel.
Right.
Is that right? 12, 24. Ain't that all?
Right. Right.
Then you count your ribs, and you got 12 on this side and 12 on this side.
Right.
You got 24.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Turn around if you want to find out how old the Joshua was.
Yeah.
Yes. Come up out. Yes. He was 30 years old. 40 years then. And then 40 years in that. Is that right?
Okay.
110. Is that right?
Okay.
You see? Now watch this prophecy. I say, he comes fulfilled. Joshua the Messiah. He walking around. Somebody said, how old was he? He's 33 years old. How do you know? All you have to do is just start counting. Vertebrae up and down.
Right.
He got 33 vertebrae in his spine. Is that right? He'll read all in Revelation. He will find the 24 elders.
And I told them about tonight, you understand? They were being sacrificed. God's name. by their religious concept. And all God was standing in the papers had heard of that vision. And they didn't do anything else other than that old satanic spirit. And Connie and me says to them, bring up all kinds of race riots. And that right. And Yahshua the Messiah in the 24th chapter of Matthew told you, there shall nation rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Right. And that right. A child against the son against the mother, and the mother against the
daughter. That's right.
And the daughter against the son. And that right. And somebody would pick this up and say, children, obey your parents. That was one of the commandments. No, children, obey your parents. That's what the day may be long in the land which the Lord thy God did. That was qualified though by this. You know what I'm saying? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. But we don't even know what our parents are.
That's it.
Mom and Papa now, they don't know no more about it than the kids. Ain't that right? And you follow Mom and Papa. If you weren't talking about it, you just messed up. If you weren't talking about it, and that's why all this mess out here, and it can't be reconciled. I think that Brother Woodman is a good son. He is his brother. And you're going to put him up here, see, and then defend him.
That's right.
See, don't you bother that man.
Right.
You bother some of these people down here.
Right.
There ain't no black out here.
Right. That's right.
See, you have to tell people so they can understand.
Right.
See? You see? This ain't no black out here.
Right.
This is not the Russians.
Right. Right.
I don't think it. I'm talking about the job.
Right. That's right.
Say, you don't care no about black folks, we do white folks. You don't care no about white folks, we do black. And yell and all that. Y'all are the creatures of Yahweh. And anytime anybody teaches you anything in the difference, that he's wrong.
That's right.
Now, you've gotten something. Now, I've tried to put it down. Well, I'll tell you this, too. I want you to think I'm giving it to that, because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but we're going to take that lecture and we're going to tell you all about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You see, and you run around squabbling about that name up there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you about your name.
Right.
You tell you about what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Why you think.